From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that as state lawmakers wrap up the legislative session this week, what might happen with the impeachment of Governor Andrew Cuomo? Most importantly, everyone is waiting for Attorney General Letitia James to release her report on the investigation into allegations of sexual harassment against Cuomo. Plus, there are corruption issues around COVID-19 in nursing homes, a bridge project, and his book. So far, the only tangible step towards impeachment is a bill in the Assembly and Senate to fund impeachment. State Court of Appeals could play a role in impeachment, and Cuomo just nominated two judicial candidates to fill vacancies there. Madeline Senges, the Nassau County District Attorney, who was confirmed June 8th for the court, said, and I quote, "I will look at the facts, I will look at the applicable law, I will make independent decisions. That is my oath to you," end quote. Republican State Senator Sue Sereno has introduced a package of bills that would stop Cuomo-appointed judges from acting as jurors in an impeachment. Sereno said, and I quote, "We are leaving the Capitol in just a couple of days and nothing is being done," end quote. She added, and I quote, "Where have you seen something like this happen where a governor is picking his judges that could be at his impeachment trial?" End quote. Read more about this story and New York State of Politics. Aaliyah Schneider reports for Columbia Green Media that Third Ward alderperson Calvin Lewis Jr. has accepted the Youth Department Assistant Director position, but it is unclear if he will retain his spot on Hudson's Common Council. Common Council President Thomas DiPietro said holding the two positions is likely to cause too many conflicts, but Lewis would like to stay on the Common Council. The civil service this week and the Common Council next week will weigh in on the decision. Lewis is a housing counselor and development associate for the Galvin Foundation and has previously recused himself from certain votes. But if Lewis stays on the council, he wants to vote on Galvin resolutions as a former employee. He said, and I quote, "I am inclined to believe I will be able to vote. You know, for example, I used to actually work at the youth center in years past, and I use that example because I voted on proposals pertaining to the youth center even though I was an employee in the past," end quote. Hudson City attorneys Jeffrey Baker and Cheryl Roberts disagree on what should happen. Roberts says Lewis has to give up his alderman position to become assistant youth department director, and Baker says he does not, according to Lewis. Also, the Common Council will vote June 15th to end the direct attendant 5 position and replace it with the assistant youth director position, with the budget line for the rec attendant position shifted to the new position. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The good news, Congressperson Antonio Delgado is once again holding town hall meetings with constituents asking questions of their representative in Washington, D.C. The bad news, Delgado is no longer streaming town halls, so citizens who cannot be there in person can attend. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, Delgado streamed every town hall meeting, except where there was not enough broadband at the location. During the pandemic, Delgado continued to hold town hall meetings, but only through Facebook or Zoom. In most of those meetings, constituents could directly ask Delgado questions. This week, though, Delgado has held town hall meetings in Hoosick Falls and Saugerties without a live web stream for viewers at home. A in-person Hyde Park town hall on June 1st also had a web stream. But since then, Delgado has gone dark online with town hall meetings. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.